Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Why Are You? Episode 2. This is part of a series, I think there are 13 episodes. I am not impressed at all by this series, although I do have to say, I do like the two main characters. Now, I guess you would say there are four main characters, but P-Fight and Hooter are interesting characters. I mean, you know. But this episode is about basically them have been fussed and fumed for the past 2 years at college, which really doesn't fit guys. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's a plot hole. But normally, if guys are upset about something, they'll go duke it out, and then they'll be fine. But these two are just a little pent up, I'm just saying. So anyway, it follows their story as they fuss and fume and fuss and fume. And then Zahn is just not okay, bless his heart. And, you know, he's just a weird little dude in the communications department, that's all I'm saying. I don't know why. I think he really should take Tutor's advice and just not worry about stuff, that's all I'm saying. Because if you worry about stuff, it could happen. I'm just saying. It's like, I think it was in Job, one of the oldest books in the entire world. He said, "The thing I have greatly feared has come upon me." That's the main takeaway from Job. Don't fear stuff. And then it doesn't happen. You know? Or sit there and go, "Why am I fearing stuff?" And then go, observo. I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay. Moment of psychology there. But, you know. So anyway, they end up having Hawahawa, who is Tutor's friend from, I think, childhood. I'm not sure. It's a little unclear in the story. But for some reason, Fighter thinks that Tutor's after Hawahawa. The honest truth is, Tutor's not after anyone. Tutor's just being Tutor. But anyway, so there's a little angst because of that. And I think Fighter's trying to ascertain if Tutor's interested in him or Hawahawa. And I'm just going, just ask your question, okay? So anyway, but there is a birthday party for Hawahawa. And again, this must be like a Thai drama thing because I don't really see this in... I haven't watched a ton of Chinese drama, but it is in Japanese drama. So I'm just saying, this kind of yuck-yuck humor, which I really, really don't get. And then all the cliches, okay? I don't mean it bad. It's like, this is not the high quality we saw in History 2, Right or Wrong. Okay, I know I keep bringing up that one, but that one is kind of the litmus test for quality in BL drama. And this just ain't have it. Now, if you had the two main actors of Fighter and Tutor without the yucky-yuck, I'm yuck-yuck, I don't know how you say that, but anyway, it would probably be pretty good quality, but the problem is you have all this yuck-yuck humor, which does not work for, I don't know, maybe Western audiences like it, but this Western audience just thinks it's weird, especially when you have good actors who could be in a serious role and who are portraying a serious role, and then you have this off-the-wall, like, Three Stooges humor with sound effects, which is just really bizarre. Have I mentioned that lately? But anyway, I'm just saying. The other thing is I recently found the song from the series, which I will include a link in the description. Really like the song. Also found out that the guy who plays Tutor must be a Taiwanese rapper, which is interesting. Doesn't seem like the rapping type, but yeah, he does a really good job at rapping. So we're going to include a link to that. And then also, that's kind of everything from episode... two of Why Are You? It just was a weird episode, I'm just saying. And then at the end of it, to angst, Tutor, Fighter, kisses him, just to drive him nuts. And I'm going, you know, there are other ways to drive people nuts. And then it totally freaks both of them out. So I'm going, I'm going, boys do things without thinking sometimes, and it's funny to watch. Yeah, I'm just saying. So, yeah, that was the end of episode 2 of Why Are You? Again, not very impressed with the series overall. It's nowhere near the quality of acting, even of, like, bad, of Together With You, the next chapter, even though that does have some yucky-yucks in it. This is, like, down from the totem pole. I don't know why everyone thought that this was, like, a step up from that series, because nowhere near the quality. I mean, yeah. So anyway, just saying. And with that, on it out. Check it at the round table. Bye.